As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. It's a Game 2 Stanley Cup playoff Monday here on The Fan. And we got a really big show coming up. Let's talk about it. General at your service. The draft is 3 days away. There's Broadus, former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champion here. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Ready to go five flawless radio producing, engineering, and hosting. Okay, no Rangers baseball tonight, so you're not only going to get 5 hours of us, but you're going to get Fan After Dark tonight as well. Brian, you're living in a sports paradise here on the Fan.
Gotta love that, bro.
Yeah, and yeah. Rangers will be back in action tomorrow. They'll be visiting the Oakland A's, so probably a chance to get a sweep.
You just went ahead and said Oakland, didn't you?
Oh, that's right, the Sacramento A's of Northern California.
I thought it was just the A's.
I'm looking forward to getting that full report.
Something
on what's
I never
it like.
Had in school.
Going back to that minor league feel, is a medical cart going to crap out on them in the middle of a on-field injury? Who's going to be prairie dogging from the clubhouse over to the or from the dugout to the bathrooms? There's going to be a lot of wonkiness.
Did you see, like, speaking of minor league park? Did you see Judge's home run? They hit that thing into the trees and they called it foul. Did you guys
I did not see that.
No.
Yeah, they're playing there at the Yankees minor league park, the Rays are.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, Judge just slams one into left field.
They couldn't tell where it went.
They lost it in the trees and stuff over there. They called it foul, and then the next pitch he struck out. And, like, Boone lost it.
That's hilarious. I'm looking at it. Yeah, that was definitely in the brush somewhere.
Yeah, they're like, whoa, wait a minute. We lost that one in the trees.
So last season, I played organized softball. It was a co-ed media league in Portland. hit a bomb into the right field trees. It wasn't really a bomb. It was more like a pop fly. But for some reason, like, the right field fence was only like 220 feet.
It was like Fenway Park
over
there.
The left field was like 275. So I just totally closed off my stance and hit a pop fly to right field. It was a last home run of my career, but it got the win. It was a big year for us.
You ever play in those leagues? I was in a restaurant league one time growing up.
Restaurant league?
The restaurant league where, like, the visiting team was responsible for the keg?
No, never played in an actual keg league. You know, yeah, we were usually in charge of bringing our own cold beers.
Yeah, we had a deal where, like, if you were the visitors, you had to wheel the keg in there, and both teams got to benefit from it.
I think, like, slow pitch softball is some of the most fun you can have in your 20s and 30s. You know, when it gets to the beer and the camaraderie. Yes, the injuries are coming for you eventually. It could be a rotator cuff. It could be an ACL. It could be an Achilles. There's all kinds of injuries.
Pulled muscles.
But until it ends, you're still somewhat capable there in your 20s running around making plays. And I always love that. Of course, Woolchuck and Chiafalo are in the house. Woolchuck's top 10 is coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. What's the subject today, buddy?
Well, it's draft week, so I've got the top 10 most surprising draft moments. And I'm sure anybody listening, 877-881-1053, if you've been a fan of the draft or just listening and watching over the years, I mean, you've probably got one up and down on Twitter.
Number 8 was when Dallas almost ran out of time.
Yeah.
Was that on the one?
It's going to be on the top 10.
Is it really?
It is. A lot of them.
The Roy Williams trade.
Oh, that was. That was that draft.
Yeah.
It was like the Vikings, and they didn't put Vikings in a card, and everybody's scrambling.
Yeah.
That was a crazy draft moment. The gas mask has certainly been one that's been chimed in quite a bit. The Laramie Tunsil gas mask. That was pretty jarring.
I'll never forget that, dude. Because that was on draft. I mean, that was
night. Like,
that was right
all of a
before.
Sudden, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, we had one too. Crazy.
Warren Sapp evidently failed a drug test, and the information got to us right before he was picked. And like Ron Wool picked up the phone and started MFing the NFL front office security people. Like, they literally put out there that he failed this test
right before
the draft.
And like, was it just a little weeds situation?
Yeah, that's what it was. Right. But back in the day.
Yeah, that would get you sent to the second or third round back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day, we were all like, ooh, he's a weed guy.
Oh, no.
We put a green sticker on him, you know, because a weed guy.
Why can't he just be an opiates guy like that Favre? Yeah.
We didn't have a sticker for opiates, man. All right?
Gosh.
We needed to have the green sticker for
the weed.
Did
you see that picture of Justin Blackman that started? Oh, he got arrested again.
I felt like that before.
Heartbreaking, man.
Have you seen that?
Just bloated. And drunk and miserable.
That was me.
Coming down off a crossfade for the ages.
Gosh.
100 pounds overweight, probably.
Really bad. It's so sad.
Yeah, it's tough. My favorite draft moment, Drew Pearson, probably of all time.
The announcement was epic.
Oh, that's the best. The Mo Claiborne trade up was such a huge surprise
that
it was fun.
Yeah.
The year that Dez was there, I think the Cowboys had to trade into like 24. They had to trade back into the first round. To get Dez. I think that's how that worked out. I don't think they were just sitting there at 24. That was awesome. But the CeeDee Lamb pick might have been the most insane because you're thinking, is this going to happen? Yeah. You know, and then it's going to happen. Yeah. And then it did happen. It was total pandemonium on our draft show, which is a great time to promote our draft coverage, which is going to be Thursday night. And our path to the draft coverage is brought to you by Pluckers. You can join us at all the Pluckers locations across DFW. We're going to have draft night parties with fan hosts positioned at the different Pluckers around DFW as Brian and Woolchuck and the guys have draft coverage for the ages. The best draft coverage you can get anywhere in the world just happens to be here on your favorite sports radio station, 105.3 The Fan. It's the kind of coverage no other radio station's even capable of. But due to the greatness of Brian Broaddus, it all becomes possible.
Thank you, man.
How many players could this be? I was interrogating Brian there before the show started. McMillan, Golden, could be one of those two guys.
Yeah.
They would love Gentee to get to 12, but that's just not happening.
Yeah, I talked to some Jacksonville's got that thing. It sounds like buttoned up there for they like the Jacksonville's got. They've been kind of everybody's been mocked that Graham, the defensive tackle there. They're going to take Gentee. Is who they're going to take there. They really they like Mimbu from Missouri. They like Campbell. Not enough. If they were trade back, New Orleans is a team they might be looking at. That they could get to at 9, that would be Warren, the tight end from Penn State. But I do believe that Jacksonville's going to take Ashton Gentee.
Man, what then does Vegas do at 6?
They might take Tet McMillan.
Tet would make a lot of sense there. That would stink for Cowboy fans. Does Vegas and Spytek really just go full in on the we're drafting running backs high? Do they pivot and take a Travion Henderson?
Oh, that would just
Marion Hampton.
That would and Gentee are gone, they're going with Golden. Would you bet on that, Wolchuk?
The Cowboys.
Yeah,
right now I'd probably bet on that. I do think offensive line is in play here.
What do you think about the possibility of an offensive lineman, Brian?
I think he's right. I think that's in play. I think you have to maybe think. The sneaky one is what happens at Carolina at 8 and if Walker's involved. Mm. The linebacker edge from Georgia. They like we talked about last week, they snuck a couple of coaches down to Athens for a private workout. They took the linebacker coach and defensive line coach down there. So they're trying to maybe get a determination. But I think that would be one of those things that you would, like I say, if there's going to be a surprise, I think it might be Walker, if in fact he doesn't go to Carolina at 8.
Okay, so the Jags take Gentee, the Raiders take McMillan, Walker goes to Carolina, then it's easy, they're taking Matthew Golden?
I think Golden would be a big possibility there, but you got to think what other those offensive linemen are there too.
Could it be Tyler Booker from Alabama, who's a plug and play right guard?
Yeah,
maybe Justin Simmons, the offensive lineman from Ohio State.
He's a 30 visit guy. They do like Simmons though quite a bit. The tackle,
that'd be a left tackle. That'd be a guy that would start over Tyler Guyton.
It's not going to be Omarion Hampton though at 12, the running back from North Carolina.
I do not think so. No, sir.
It's Genty or nobody as far as running backs go at 12.
I would not, you know, and I've had some discussions with some folks that have told me don't pencil in running back at 44. If that's the case, they might try and carry this thing into the third round.
Well, they might not have a choice now with all the cornerback buzz that's coming out. Mm-hmm. These cornerbacks, like all of a sudden, if Trey Amos, the corner from Ole Miss, goes in the first round, mm-hmm. you get Maxwell Harrison out of Kentucky maybe going in the first round. That sounds like there's going to be a run on corners here. If the Cowboys want to get one that they think can be a day one starter, they're probably going to have to target that second round pick and take the corner there, which means you got to wait on running back.
972 is Todd from El Pollo Loco.
Hello,
and he says, "How can I get you guys food tomorrow?"
Oh, we met Todd. At Shell Shack last week.
Todd's the one that came back and told us Bobby sucked.
Yeah, he did. He came back.
We're here all week.
Specifically,
right?
It was Bobby can kiss my ass.
Except for Thursday.
Wow. But El Pollo Loco tomorrow. I guess he's trying to bring it in. We'll text you back there, Todd.
How are the rolls at El Pollo Loco?
Ooh, I can't speak on the rolls.
I think I went there once or twice when I was in college and did.
Sounds damn good.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic Mexican food.
Oh.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought it might be chicken, you know, because of crazy chicken.
Yeah, I think there's plenty of chicken options.
Okay. It's like a Spanish-speaking golden chick is what I got in my mind. Okay, that's what's coming to my mind.
Now I got that golden chick song in my head from the Rangers game.
I really didn't know where you were going with the rolls. I thought maybe there was a joke there that went over my head, which happens quite a bit.
Yeah, I believe it's going to be a fired grilled chicken situation. That's going to be the protein. But everything else is, you know, you're going to get like, it looks like rice and beans and whatnot.
Sounds wonderful. Stars and Avalanche tonight at the AAC after a game one 5-1 Colorado victory. I think it's tough right now to harvest some optimism, but we were here just last year. They appeared to be done and they rallied. For me, I'm knee jerk guy. Maybe I'm over negative guy. I'm sure the text is going to remind me of this, but I think it's different this time around because of the injuries. And because of the momentum late in the year, I don't know if the coach is the problem, but I know he's not the solution right now. If your team has lost 7 in a row, you're getting ready to play out the playoffs, and you can't get them.
It's 8 now, isn't it?
Right, but getting ready before the playoffs, was 7.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
They're not coming out with their hair on fire, like clawing people's faces off to try to get the puck.
Well, I'll tell you what, though.
I hear you on that.
But
there's just a tenacity factor.
I tell you what, I was enthusiastic after that kill, that when they went down
impressive.
2 minutes, I was thinking, man, please don't, because you just know when you go down 2, like, okay, you know, you're in a situation right now where, you know, if they score early and they, you know, there's just gonna be a lack of confidence. But I'll tell you what, the Stars did a great job. They killed it off early. It's just, to me, it's all about these open opportunities. It just can't generate enough of them. They're not doing anything to, like, you know, the puck movement. To me, it looks very, very just static. It looks dump.
Like they're
chase.
Missing a superstar.
Yeah, it's like you know, it's like they're trying to kind of get guys back. Sagan's trying to get back into the mix. Mm-hmm. They're trying to shake some lines a little bit and see, you know, if they can get that to work. They just don't have, when they play on even strength, it's just clearly, and I'm gonna ask Enzo about it too when we have him on. Like, how do the Stars generate more opportunities 5-on-5? 6 of their shots came on the power play the other night. They had one shot before then, and Colorado had like 8. You know, you just can't, they can't survive this plan like that.
Yeah. I hear you, man. And so now we need a spark. We need something to change our minds tonight, and we're standing by hoping for that. I mean, hell, they won 7 in a row. 2-3 weeks ago, so why not?
Seems like 7 years ago.
It does.
Yeah. It's just annoying when you get a Colorado goalie that comes out and is stellar.
Oh my gosh.
You're thinking
first playoff performance.
Like Blackwood was just unbelievable in that game. Like, I thought the Stars matched the energy early and they had some good chances, and Colorado's goalie just took away all their heart and spirit, and then things obviously just derailed in the third for you. You get a couple empty netters.
Kick, puck, deflection, you know, you go down a couple of goals. You just feel like it's kind of like watching the Rangers play. Rangers go down 1-0. You're kind of like, well, how are they going to get a run here?
Yeah.
How are they going to get a goal?
You just didn't think generating offense would be the issue for them. It was, okay, are you going to give up too much? I thought they'd be able to keep pace. And Colorado is a team that's going to score a lot of goals. They've got arguably the best goal scorer in the game in Nathan MacKinnon. Yeah. And right now, you're just not getting enough from your forwards, and they should be. Like, you need Mikko Rantanen to step up. You need Jamie Benn. You need Duchesne. You need Marchment. Like, these guys have to figure out a way to get it done. It can't be Thomas Harley drilling one for you from the blue line on a power play that sets up Rupe Hintz for a deflection.
Right? Sweaty goals. Not a good sign. 469, shout out to the draft coverage that y'all put out. It's become one of my favorite sporting events.
Thank you.
If not my favorite, because of y'all's coverage. Really looking forward to Thursday. Thanks for the work. That's Ryan in Ennis. Nico said a lot today, the press conference last hour here on The Fan. Just annoying stuff, pretty much, just rehashing it and updating his opinions of stuff. I think,
if the team does not have success next year, then Patrick Dumont does need to fire him.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that's what he's hanging his general managership on their ability to have their team back healthy, and then go win games.
It definitely makes sense that he would be looking at this like, okay, next year, if it works, then bravo. Yeah. But you've put it on the line now.
He has.
And I think the most interesting thing that we've seen around the Mavs in the last 24 hours is Tim Cato, writing about how maybe Patrick Dumont is actually starting to get annoyed. You know, there's been reports of how much money this has cost him. But, you know, he's positioned himself in the month, 6 weeks after the trade, that, hey, defense wins championships. It was in lockstep. But now he feels like, wait a minute, what you told me might not have been we should have done.
Yeah. What's unfortunate for him is that he doesn't know if it's pumped up or stuffed.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem. And Nico took advantage of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Nico said, hey, this is what we're going to do. And instead of saying, you're effing crazy, bro, we're not going to do that, he went ahead and got it done. He convinced Patrick after last year, the run that they had, you know, Nico had bought some credibility with him. But Dumont just didn't know. And I think where he's feeling sad right now or pissed off, whatever you want to say, is the fact that he let it happen, you know, that he didn't know any better. I think that's where he's really upset. That, like, how could I let this happen?
Yeah.
You know?
And we have to hope that this story will evolve for Dumont deciding, wow, now I need to educate myself so this can happen to me again in the future. And how do we get out of this? Because right now my worry would be that Nico needs to try to see this thing through for a championship so bad to be proven right that he won't blow it up. Because right now the best thing to do would be to see if it could win a championship. And if it's not working February of next year, you trade Kyrie and 80 to get some picks back so you can start a rebuild at some point. If you don't do that, you are going to be in NBA hell for a half decade.
Yeah, too. And as I'm sitting here thinking about Dumont, he was here last year. He saw the run. He obviously knew, being here in the city, how much Luka does mean to this town. You know, and maybe that's,
you would think, but they clearly didn't.
Yeah, I yeah.
Nico's lending voice to that now. Like, oh yeah, I knew we cared about him.
We underestimated this. Mm-hmm.
It's embarrassing. We got to run, G-Bag Nation. We're back with Wolchuk's Top 10 at 420. Buddy, where are we going again?
Let's get draft excited. Top 10 most shocking moments in NFL draft history. What was a moment that hit your jaw on the floor? That's next in the Nation.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3. The Fan segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. I would like to tell you that tomorrow at 11:30, we're going to have a Cowboys draft press conference here on The Fan. The Jones boys, Shoddy, Will McClay, they'll be up there. They'll be talking draft plans. They'll be talking team building, and you'll be locked in right here. Should have another great batch of audio and quotes to react to tomorrow when we get our show going at 2 o'clock. Well, Chuck, I know you're fired up for this draft week.
Absolutely, man. This is what it's all about. Putting in the work on this one, looking forward to the 3 days of coverage that we have, breaking this whole thing down. Thursday, we'll be at Pluckers in Plano leading into the draft, and then we'll head over, Brian and I, to the Star in Frisco. It's going to be awesome, and we got a great crew for this, and thank you all for all of your support. Draft 101 was awesome on Friday. So top 10, we're keeping this at 220. This is the official move now.
Yes, sir.
A couple people asked, so that's good to know. Top 10 at 220 now.
That's right. G-Bag of the day at 530 right here, right now. It's Woolchuk's top 10 at 220. Here's the Wooly Bully.
Sweet. Let's do this. So we'll do the top 10 most shocking moments in draft history. 877-881-1053. What was your most shocking moment? We've got a lot of draft rumoruskis that are coming out now as we get closer and closer to this thing. Shefty saying the Saints have made exploratory calls about trading up in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
Does not appear Shedeur Sanders is on their radar.
No, they're looking. Yeah.
They're Jackson Dart fans.
Yeah.
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 So they're not in on Shedeur. Now, what seems to be, and we had EJ Stewart of WFAN, and he is also the producer for Maggie and Pirloff on Infinity Sports Network. When we were doing Bet Nation yesterday, he jumped on with us. There's a split right now, I guess, with the Giants. You do have some people that want Shedeur, and the Giants have been doing more homework than really anybody on Sanders. Here was Tom Pelissero this morning with NFL Network giving the latest update.
Shedeur Sanders and the Giants have been linked literally for like a year. The Giants had somebody, a scout or Joe Shane, at every open practice, at every game of Shedeur Sanders. They brought him out to New Jersey for a visit. They went to his showcase. Now they do a private workout. There's no team that's done more work probably on one player in this draft than the Giants on Shedeur Sanders. If the questions persist, are the Giants actually going to take him at number three, or could they take, whether it's Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, the guy that the Browns do not take at number two? We know this. It's a really important year for the Giants. It's a really important year for Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. They have to get this pick right one way or another. And Shedeur Sanders is one of the most polarizing prospects in this draft. We all see the highlights. We know the production at Colorado here, but there's a lot more the teams are digging into in terms of how exactly he's going to fit. The Giants have dug in as much as anyone. Did they take Shedeur Sanders? We'll find out on Thursday night.
Now, I don't think they're taking him at three. I still think this is going to be Abdul Carter. As we've
him
talked
or,
about.
Him or Hunter, if he doesn't go
at two. It seems like Cleveland's kind of locked in on Hunter at two.
Sure.
Unless something weird happens, we don't know for sure.
Yeah.
But I think all of this is, we're going to get movement in the back end of the first round. This is where you're going to get teams that are trying to trade back up and possibly look to make a move. Now, the other thing in that audio clip was, did we have a fart?
Some movement in the back end.
Yeah, I mean, more importantly.
Somebody on the set there definitely tooted.
So wasn't one of you? I was wondering if that was from the audio or in studio.
I think that was in the audio.
That was an audio fart.
Yeah, 100% in the audio.
Now, it might have been somebody off camera.
Because it's Bush. Pelissero and anybody else?
Pelissero was on site.
Okay.
So I think it was back in the studio.
Back in studio.
Whoever he was talking to that was hosting.
Let's hear it.
Kay Adams.
Probably on one player.
That'd be a queef, right?
Probably on one player in this draft than the Giants on Shedeur Sanders. If the questions persist.
Wow, dude. Mm-hmm. You can tell I'm trying to hold it.
Then the Giants on Shedeur Sanders.
That's definitely
Shedeur
him.
Sanders.
Yeah.
Then the Giants on Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Tom let one out there. No, that's a fart.
That was a button.
I think we all know when we hear one. In fact, my wife, and happy birthday to you who's listening, just texted me and asked me if I farted on air. My reputation
Then the Giants
me.
On Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, that's clearly him.
Gosh. That was a force.
Bracing I've been there for too. The clench and the push.
I've been there.
I've been there, man. You're
I don't trying. Think you can talk and push at the same time.
Whew,
I mean, no. Yeah. Good breath control.
Wolchuk has tried that before.
Yeah, and you can tell that the force is happening.
Yeah.
It was not with me.
Oh, man. Pelissero out there doing a live shot. Hopefully
shout out to Tom.
Outdoors.
Then the
what?
Giants on Shedeur Sanders. If the questions were...
Yeah, bro.
It sounded very like a...
That's not how you want to kick off draft week if you're Pelissero.
You're going...
Shoot, bro. 877-881-1053.
Was that a hmm or was it a straight up fart?
Then the Giants on Shedeur Sanders. If the question...
That's a fart.
That's cheeks, bro.
That's breaking wind. Yeah, that's breaking
Sanders.
Wind right there. Some other quick draft
it's like
buzz.
A whale call.
It was, yes, very much so. Free Willy style. Before we get into the top 10, some guys that could end up going a little bit higher than we think. We could end up getting two Texas Longhorns here in the top 15, according to Shafty.
Two Quinn Ewers and who else?
Calvin Banks Jr. It would be Jahdae Barron and Calvin Banks Jr. Okay. Quinn, who knows? Maybe Quinn's going to end up getting in a late first round pick. If Shuck's one of these guys that he's saying multiple teams have as their top quarterback, who the hell knows where Quinn Ewers is going to go?
He's the guy whose career I'm most excited about because you have people talking about him like he's the best quarterback in the draft, and then you have others that are laughing you all the way to undrafted free agency. And it's just, I can't wait to see how this guy shakes out.
It's nuts. Armin Mambu looks like a top 10 lock. Raiders and the Jets. Look out for New England. We had, you know, I was talking to some people. Vrabel is one of these guys that's big on the arm length, so a lot of people put Will Campbell there. He was one of those that had like the shorter arms.
His arm length changed kept every growing. Time they measured it.
I don't care. The tape's good on him, but maybe Vrabel is one of those sticklers that isn't going to get off of that, and he ends up going for Mambu, who does like physically fit the profile a little bit more. But what New England does at four will be interesting. And then Carson Schwechinger, one of the UCLA linebackers that we've advocated maybe the Cowboys should consider at 44. League circles think he could even sneak into the first round here, according to
sure.
And then the Broncos are a team that's maybe been making calls to try and trade up. I mean, they're running back hunting. I don't know what this would be for other than, like, could they go up and get a Genty?
Well, you know, Sean Payton has a history of this. I mean, he will make some big swings at this thing. I sent him a text today kind of telling him, hey, I'm hearing whispers. You're trying to get this thing up the board, and he didn't get back to me. So maybe he's working on
okay,
something.
Well,
he won't let me know.
Hey, if we hear... You'll hear it here first.
Absolutely.
Brian Broaddus is connected, baby.
Yeah.
We're investigating. Okay, top 10 most shocking moments in the history of the draft. We did get a lot of the mask from Laramie Tunsil, and that is an honorable mention on here. The gas mask is one.
That was an honorable mention, huh?
Yeah, it didn't even crack shocking. The top 10. I mean, we've got a history. That was really shocking.
It was.
I think that absolutely could be in the top 10, maybe belongs in the top 10, but an honorable
top
mention
three.
Here. We've got the Falcons last year. Came in at 20 on the list, taking Penix after you just paid Cousins.
A little bit of a shock. Shocking.
A little bit of a surprise. How about the Bills? They traded up twice to get Josh Allen in the same draft. They move up two different times and they get their guy. Kudos to them. It's worked out. But at the time, people were wondering, oh my God, what's Chicago doing? Or what are the Buffalo Bills doing? This is nuts. Browns taking Whedon, 28-year-old quarterback in the first round.
That's Whedon.
Goodness gracious.
Probably not a good idea. I was pretty shocked about this, too. The Broncos moving up to get Tebow.
Yes.
That was like Tim Tebow, a first-round pick.
And John Elway.
All of us, I think, were stunned at that one. The Darius Hayward Bay selection in the first round for the Raiders.
Oh, what are you talking about? The guy ran fast.
Oh, my gosh. First court wide receiver off the board in a wide receiver draft that also had Michael Crabtree, Jeremy Maclin, and Percy Harvin. And they took Darius
Hayward Bay. It sounded like they kind of maybe picked the right guy.
He was the worst out of all of those. They did not pick the right guy.
Dude, Percy Harvin was amazing.
He was.
Yeah, but
short shelf life, but that dude was a beast. Hayward Bay, let's not try and justify Hayward Bay.
No. Crabtree, Maclin, and Harvin were all better than Hayward
Bay. I knew
what
I was doing. You guys don't know anything.
How about
pipe down, Al.
Mario Williams going over Reggie Bush and Vince Young. This was a stunner with Houston picking number one overall.
Sean couldn't believe that one because I remember talking to him about that when I said, man, you're about to get Reggie Bush here. And he goes, no, we're not. I'm going to take him. I'm like, I'm serious, man. I'm hearing the Texans really like Mario Williams. And sure enough, though, it worked out. It worked out good for him.
Yeah, I mean, we found out the night before because that was when you were still getting the contracts, the contracts. Yeah. So that was the huge thing on ESPN SportsCenter. Yeah. Houston signing Mario Williams. We're all like, what the hell is going on? Yeah. Houston. Vince Young's a Houston native, just won a national championship. Reggie Bush. That was just a whole crazy deal there. Shout out to the 940. It's mine and my twin's birthday as well. So tell your wife I said happy birthday. Thank you. I will. And happy birthday to you and your twin. Number 10, we've got the Rodgers fall in 2005. Could have gotten number one overall.
That was good shock.
And then he ends up just sitting in the room.
McCarthy killed him in that one in San Francisco.
Yeah, he did. Going with Alex Smith. Packers
drive around, Mike, listening. Yeah, it was your fault.
That was my first draft at a sports bar, I think. And I remember you speak about shocks, how surprised I was at the entrance that felonious Raiders fans could make in a sports bar, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
It was unsettling.
I believe it, dude. I bet that got ridiculous.
That was probably crazy to be a part of.
That's one of my earliest draft memories.
I mean,
they came in
dressed up as the people in the deal.
Yeah.
You know, in the NFL films.
They're crazy.
Looking for fights, you know?
Yeah.
Spike shoulder pads.
And you were happy to do it, right?
Ready to go. They brought the black hole into
like,
sports bar.
Huckleberry.
Yeah, give me seven more of these Coors Lights. Watch me.
I'll tell you the most surprising draft thing, though, in retrospect, in 08, when Jerry traded back because he didn't want to pay backups like they were starters. He thought his roster was so good that anybody you could possibly take in the first round was just going to be an overpaid backup.
Yeah, it was the special teams draft. And like none of those guys were on the team a year later.
Yeah, nobody.
It was brutal. 2003, the Bills reached on Willis McGahee. This was fresh off his torn ACL-MCL in the national championship game.
Yeah.
So nobody thought he was going to go in the first round. Bills then took him 23 overall. And Larry Johnson was still on the board at that point. You've got the Vikings passing on their pick twice. This was 2003, Brian. This is what you were talking
about.
This
is for cap situations.
They had 15 minutes on the clock with the seventh pick, and they didn't make the pick. Mm-hmm. They get passed by the Jags, who took Byron Leftwich, then again by the Panthers, who took Jordan Gross, and then finally Minnesota went ahead and took Kevin Williams. Mm-hmm. So they ended up getting a great player. But I've never seen such craziness as like all of a sudden clock goes, next teams shuffle in, and the Vikings are just getting passed and passed. It was wild.
I think it was the mandate from ownership to trade down, get more picks, and still get their guy Kevin Williams, but they couldn't get a dance partner, so then they just end up punting on picks. They still get the guy they want, but that's ownership meddling too much.
Hey, there you go. Pick nine. The Ricky Williams trade. Pretty
big
shocker.
That was crazy.
Dude.
Donovan McNabb getting picked by the Eagles in 99, and the Eagle fans were livid, and they're booing him. That was a stunner.
Andy knew what he was doing.
92, the Broncos drafting Tommy Maddox. Well, they still have John Elway in his prime coming off an AFC championship game. Yeah, the 25th overall, they take Tommy Maddox out of UCLA. That was wild. You've got the Bucks fumbling the bag on Bo Jackson. They had the first overall pick in 86, and it would have made sense for any team to draft Bo Jackson. But after flying to Tampa in a move that prematurely ended Jackson's college baseball eligibility, and infuriated the two sports star in dismissing Jackson's willingness to actually spurn football for baseball, the Bucks went into the draft with a bow or bust mentality. And he, I guess, said, I'm not going there. He turned down Tampa's offer, opted to play baseball after being drafted by Kansas, the Royals, and they ended up not being able to get
Bo Jackson. The Raiders later got him for like a fifth-round pick.
That's a hell of a steal. Yeah. The Raiders came out big there. Yeah. Three, the Dan Marino slide.
Yeah.
There were false rumors of party lifestyle and drug use that caused him to end up sliding down the board.
From Elway to Marino, right? Wasn't that a famous 30 for 30?
Really good 30 for 30. Yeah. They thought he was like a Johnny Manziel type dude, huh?
And then the top two are really anytime kickers go in the first round, which I think the
Raiders
is going to be shocking.
Raiders did this.
Yeah, we had Sebastian Janikowski go in 2000. And then before that, it was the New Orleans Saints taking...
Oh, Russell Erksleben.
Yeah, 11th overall in the first round. What is going on? But number one, most shocking, Ray Guy in 1973, a punter.
Yeah.
Going Raiders. 23 overall. Now that guy...
Mississippi.
I believe he's the only punter in the Hall of Fame.
He is.
But
how do you classify that? Good pick,
pretty
bad
crazy.
Pick?
I don't know. It's still
I drafted a Hall of Famer, dang it.
No. But a punter at 23, anytime you're getting kickers going in the first round, that's going to be a stunner.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Top 10 at 220 every afternoon here on The Fan. G-Bag of the day. If you missed, it's been moved to 530 right before LA Live every afternoon here in the midst of the expressway. Okay, best of the weekend coming up next, Chief. What are we doing?
What if I told you the best moment from the AAC this weekend wasn't on the ice?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3, The Fan. Some more takeaways from Nico's presser. A draft preview coming here for you at the top of the hour. Here's the Chief.
Okay, I hope I'm not betraying any trust, but shortly before the microphones turned on, Broadus alleged that Meat Church's Matt Pittman was using Broadus techniques for a crawfish boil this weekend.
He did.
Matt and I, Easter crawfish boil.
Yeah, Matt and I talked on Saturday, and you know, we were throwing some ideas out there and
giving him some tricks of the trade.
Man, he's got some really cool things too that he does. But I just, you know, some of the things to do with how to get the vegetables broken down in order to get all that flavor into your boil. And he tried it. He did something. I usually, when I do the mix, I talk about making, you know, when you do the onions, the garlic, the celery and all that, when you're mixing it all together, I usually make it like the form of like a margarita mix. So I use water. He actually used liquid boil. He used to make it instead of water, the little bit of water you use in the blender, he actually poured liquid boil in there and it made it, so it gave it even more flavor. Mm. So I'm like, oh, I just stole an idea from you.
Outstanding.
So yeah, I think he's actually going to post it.
He's going to post the video.
Yeah, he's going to use, he's got a thing called the two-pot method. So he's got, you cook in one and then you seep in the other one. So yeah, he's
cook and seep.
So yeah,
the hell of a
look forward to it. I'll post it when he gets it out.
That's fantastic. I think that's a good time for us to go around the room here, see who ate, what was the best thing you ate this weekend? Because, I mean, Easter, we actually had it was a pretty impressive spread. Everybody just kind of potlucked it.
You're bragging right now?
A bunch of crap. No, I'm not even bragging about anything other than the fact that I had a sourdough, like, blueberry lemon scone with, like, a glaze on top. Mm. And it was out of this world unbelievable.
Scones are delicious.
When scones hit, they're amazing.
Dude.
A blueberry lemon.
With like, an afternoon cup of coffee.
That's delicious.
When the Sunday afternoon nap was creeping up yesterday at about 2:30. I mean, let me tell you something. That was probably the highlight.
I don't know if I can do any better than that. I've started to make these fried potatoes where I take like the big baked potatoes and I slice them sideways pretty thin. I throw them in a frying pan with some oil and some garlic and
French
and
frying
salt
this
and pepper.
Thing.
And it's my favorite thing right now that I'm eating. Right.
And you're off the lunch side, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't know how much you tore it up.
Feast. I probably had 5 Easter cupcakes, but I think those are store-bought. They were still pretty good, though.
Yeah, I believe it.
Did somebody come over and bring those? Did somebody like come over and visit you guys and they brought the store bought ones?
Remy had insisted on them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were making a run through the grocery aisle and she reached out. And
sometimes
crying, so you weren't going to say no to that.
Yeah. Sometimes that's, you know,
you were the big winner there.
Can I get a ruling on if you stop at the grocery store and just bring the store bought cupcakes?
I would say don't.
Like a half-ass attempt kind of thing?
I just kind of was just asking the question.
I'll never forget the time my mom won a pie contest by just simply running through like Kroger or something on the way there because she had she had lost track of time. She ends up winning the
You take it out of the box and put it in
the presentation is not going to be some clear with a sticker receipt still on it.
And clearly Mrs. Chiafalo knew that day. So that's I think if you're at the grocery store, you're running behind, you forgot that you had to get a dessert, you get that, but then you go to the Tupperware aisle and you buy something to put it in. Pretend it, you made it.
You eat with your eyes first, bro.
Savage but smart.
Oh, I know. I told Pittman that today. Let's, you know, I'm in a situation where, like, if you stop off and get like the carrots and the broccoli, you know, and those that containers that, you know, that kind of
the veggie board,
the veggie thing. There's a lot of give up there, right?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, that's a
give up. If you're trying to serve somebody cold, crunchy broccoli as an appetizer thing,
nobody wants
with the little disposable tray of ranch.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's
supposed to be a loving. This is Resurrection Sunday.
I noticed at your church, you guys. I kind of see that you guys got a backdrop where you can like, oh, here, stand next to the palms And then, oh, look, we got a backdrop with our church name on the back of it.
Absolutely.
It's like a little TV action.
Straight out of Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah. Like, we're going to do a stand-up here at church. You know?
Social media opportunity here.
Am I right?
Yeah, right up until my wife was like, no, I didn't like the way I looked in that photo. And she just abruptly deleted it. I was like, okay.
But am I right, though? You kind of stood in front of a backdrop.
Got a little, nice little photo area.
Is that for a holiday card situation? Or what are we doing there?
No, I've never done a holiday card. I don't take the time to do that. But, you know, just as a keepsake. You know, it's like the one Sunday, maybe other than
2025. Look, we went to church.
You're dressing up.
It's a good opportunity.
You're dressing up.
Your family was dressing up. I don't know what you were doing.
Family pictures. I was tucked in, dude. I was tucked in with a button up. I was getting it done.
That's a big deal.
Lucius, best thing you ate this weekend?
I had some tacos.
Lucius.
Taqueria Montezuma, something like that in Irving. It's pretty damn good.
I bet it was awesome.
Hey, I bet they were gossiping about your mama, though.
Yeah.
Yes. The women's. I bet they was gossiping. Like, there's no way she made that.
My mom hates that girl.
Yeah.
A lot of people went home upset that day. They'd just been grinding all weekend, hand scratched, trying to get it done with the pies. And then my mom swoops in.
What kind of pie was it?
I'll have to text her and ask her to get the specifics on it. But
delicious apple.
There's somebody still talking about that. Girl, I lost that damn pie cookout. And I know she bought that from Kroger's. I know it.
It's so true. That's so true, Lucius. Okay, with the funniest things from the weekend, though, we have to start Friday night, where Broadus's Dallas Mavericks took a giant L.
Yeah.
And I was thinking all weekend how funny it was, the point of like, man, the Mavericks were ready to win because they packed luggage to just be on the road.
They were. It's they like, were trying. Course,
what else
they were
they
ready.
What
they're
else
ready.
Were they going to
yeah.
do?
Yeah.
What else were they going to do? If they won that game, they were going to go to Oklahoma City and get their butts kicked. So it wasn't like they were going to have a time to pit stop it anywhere. That was just because they had dug themselves into such a 10-seed hole, they had no choice but to pack a couple extra clothes just in case
they
end up winning a game. But Anthony Davis gets shaken up, and the MVP of the weekend is ESPN's production leader, whoever it was calling the shots there in the control room as Anthony Davis is hobbling off the floor, which is a sight that we're all accustomed to seeing.
Oh.
It's like Groundhog's Day. And then all of a sudden you throw it to Nico. That's Emmy Award winning stuff right there. We have the Nico meme of him side-eyeing, and he's being compared to like Scar from Lion King.
Side by side, it's so good.
He's fuming, and I don't know if that's self-hatred in that moment or if he's just P-wording Anthony Davis in his mind. But this is the bed that you made. Don't be surprised now when Anthony Davis is limping off the floor.
That's a 2-decade meme right there is what we got out
It'll
of it.
It'll stand the test of time.
That's the best thing we've got from this entire season.
That's true.
Do we know what the injury is yet?
I mean, he's
another adductor.
Just the usual.
Pulled adductor from trying to shoot.
Nico said he didn't need any surgery or anything. He said he's fine.
Should be fine. He's looking forward to getting healthy this offseason. Which is another thing we've heard before. Sure. He's always looking forward to getting healthy.
Yeah.
Now, Saturday night, we had a couple of fun things. Let's start right here on your home of the Rangers, where Eric Nadell and Adolis Garcia met the walk-off moment.
Me gusta.
One ball, one strike. Yates is ready. He comes home. Adolis swings and belts one. Deep left center. Back goes Taylor at the wall. That ball is history. A two-run walk-off home run for El Bumbi. They stream out of the dugout and await the arrival of Adolis Garcia, who is enjoying his trip around the bases. He flings the helmet away, pumps his right arm, bangs his hand on his chest, and leaps into the pile. The Rangers have won it 4-3 in the bottom of the ninth.
What a content call.
Oh my God.
What a call.
Incredible call.
It is just so, so good, and we needed that. Thank you, El Bombi, for that moment, because otherwise this weekend would have been a touch more somber with the way the offense looked. If you would have gotten the sweep there to the Shohei-less Dodgers, at least for the first two games, that would have been a bummer. But Adolis met the moment. That was fantastic. CY420, obviously looking forward to that conversation. But Eric Nadell just
gets it done.
Still at the height of his powers. What a moment. Now, we also had, I think this was the coolest thing that happened at the AAC Saturday night as the Stars were taking an L. Hopefully they're looking to even things up tonight at the AAC. But I would like for Carter Freeman to throw up what was the coolest highlight, which is when a Stars fan was seen chugging his booze, and everybody was trying to figure out what is the apparatus he's chugging out of. Oh, that's his prosthetic leg.
He ripped his prosthetic leg off of his body, poured beer into it, and then chugged it.
Shooey.
How do you not win that game? You know?
Yeah.
When something like the that's fans happening. Brought it. That's one
should
of
have been the turning point.
Yeah, it really should have been. That's a guy that needs to get comp tickets for the rest of this playoff run for sure.
Yeah.
How impressive though. I've never seen a prosthetic Chewy jug. How cool is that?
I've never seen that either. Epic. That's easily the coolest thing I've seen this weekend.
That's a guy who's in playoff form, and hopefully the Stars will take a page out of his book.
That's how you get foot and mouth disease.
Leave it all on the line. Yeah. Hey, whatever it takes, to root your team on.
What if you like?
I mean, I'm taking in all the senses at once. That synthetic rubbery type of stuff that it fits into has probably got some like hockey locker room aroma to it with the mildew. There's just so much going on in that thing.
I drank a beer out of Eric's shoe. I think that's probably far worse than that leg.
Yeah, that was my sauna sneaker, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like one of those deals where I thought you were going to need to drink like Tough Actin, Tin Actin just for your innards.
Yeah.
But you made it through, man. You're built different.
Built different.
Yeah, that takes the cake right there. Thank you, Chief. Best of the weekend every Monday at 2:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. C-Notes coming up at 3:20. We'll look at the Cowboys stuff, but the top stories of the day and takeaways from Nico's press conference earlier. That's coming up next here in the Nation.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.